This is an exciting session. This was a session that Irene Prabhudas, who's sitting back here, so if you want to get somebody for having done this, Irene asked me to do this and asked us to think about this, so I appreciate Irene's push, because without that push, we wouldn't be here. You can wait. Whether you want to thank her, well, you can wait till the end of the session. So thank you all for being here. We want to talk today about screening guidelines and some of the challenges, the methods, the communication issues, and the application of guidelines, and really use the experience that of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force in the last year as a jumping-off point. And I'm honored to have a reputable and actually really excellent group of people who are here to talk. They can talk for hours, and we would all be educated for hours by listening to them. My job will make sure that we don't do that. We have, I know some of these people well. Ned Kalange in particular I know well. I knew Ned and I were in a fellowship together back when his mustache was brown. And that was a couple years ago. This last year has been a rough year for Ned. So we're gonna have a good time, and we're gonna hopefully all learn a little bit something about how to move guidelines ahead. My goal really is to have you go home with a couple of lessons about what to do around communication, what to do and how to understand, or whether to understand the methods of guideline development a little bit better, and to think about what methodologic work we need to do, so what research. So the two goals really out of this are for me are to go home, to have you go home with some ideas about what you can do better right tomorrow, and for me to go home and think about what we can do better in research to advance the area of guideline development. And I think the experience in the last year has a lot of lessons in both regard. I disclose that I work for the federal government. I'm a program director at the National Cancer Institute and a branch chief of the Applied Cancer Screening Research Branch within the Division of Cancer Control and Population Sciences, and I have no conflicts that I am aware of. The goals for today are three goals, one for each session, to identify two methodological issues in guideline development that we can explore and that you can take home with you, to identify two specific steps and one research issue that would help clarify guideline communication, and to identify two specific activities and one research issue that would help us meet our responsibilities in public health and in public health departments. So we will do that, I hope. I want to remind, as a set the context, for those of you who are not, don't necessarily remember the whole thing, in 2002, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force made a reasonably substantial move. For those who haven't been around for 25 years, in breast cancer, there has been a long discussion since the early 1980s about the benefit of mammography for women 40 to 49. And that debate has gone on and been undertaken as new data has emerged from a variety of randomized trials and observational studies over time. And it has been one of the major issues and one of the major hot points in the discussion of breast cancer around the country. So to have the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force in 2002 come forward with some evidence and some consensus that screening should occur every 1 to 2 years for women 40 and older was a substantial change, and it did get quite a bit of attention. Between 2002 and 2009, there were additional studies done. One major study that was a randomized trial done in the United Kingdom called the ACE study had new results. And in new results from a randomized trial, the kind of gold standard data that we all aspire to have. And so the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force reviewed the data, as well as some observational data, and came out with a new recommendation in 2009 that I will summarize today as saying the task force now recommends against routine screening of women 40 to 49. Now, the purpose of this meeting is not to debate that recommendation or to go back over that data. The purpose of this meeting is to learn from that experience and to understand what were the fundamental methodologic problems and challenges in analyzing the data. What, given the controversy, what do health departments have to do? And can we look back at this and understand how we could have communicated better for the next time when we come out with a new controversial recommendation? So with that, I'll start with Ned Kalange, who's now CEO of the Colorado Foundation and still the chair of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force.